Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 19 of Spur of the Moment.
All right. And reminder, this episode is brought to you by Always Here Properties. For all of your home needs, buying or selling, contact us at Always Here Properties. Also, this is broadcast from the Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas. Let's get to it, Drew. All right, so last night the Spurs dropped a close one to the Philadelphia 76ers by the final of 115-109. What are your initial thoughts about this one, Drew?
Well, I think we played pretty well. We played pretty good all four quarters, but they just played a little bit better. They shot a little bit better from the three-point line. They shot way better from the free throw line. We were only 68%. They had a little bit more rebounds. They had more turnovers. But what were your thoughts on it?
Well, I thought any team that has Joel Embiid on it is tough to beat. And he had 38 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, and a rather dominating performance, which he's kind of made a habit of doing, is dominating everybody else he plays. Also, Tobias Harris had a strong game for them. And Furkan Korkmaz had 3 of 5 shooting threes. 76ers, one of the best teams in the NBA, and I really thought the Spurs competed well last night. I thought their shooting percentage was very similar. They were 47%, 47.2. Philadelphia's 47.8. So that was not a significant difference. Rebounds were fairly close. We had more assists. I mean, I thought we played about as well as we could play and still came up short at home to a great ball club. So that was kind of my take on last night's game. Is I don't think the Spurs played horrible. They didn't turn the ball over an inordinate amount. They rebounded all right. They shot all right. It was just one of those games where the better team won, and better team is the 76ers right now. And one day we'll be there. All right, so let's get to our top two, bottom two. And Drew's going to take the top two.
Yes, I have Joakim Poeltl for the second straight time. Joakim Poeltl's been on a tear lately, scoring 25 points, 10 boards, shooting 11 of 16, and 39 minutes of play. He also had 4 blocks. And a crazy stat, Joakim is averaging 2.6 blocks over his last 10 games, which is pretty good. My second top two is going to be DeJounte Murray, who just missed out on a triple-double, needed one more assist for that. DeJounte Murray had 19 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds, shot 6 of 14 from the field, 7 of 10 from the free throw line in 38 minutes.
Yeah, so great night for both DeJounte and Joakim Poeltl. Obviously, you know what DeJounte would say after a great game by him and the Spurs lost, is the numbers don't matter. And that's why we love him. He's a team guy. So I'm going to get to the bottom two. And our bottom two, I had Derek White as number one. 4-15 shooting. Just hasn't, you know, been able to get his shot lately. And, you know, hopefully that'll get better. But I had D. White as number one. He only had 10 points, and we expect a little bit more out of him. And Mr. Kata Bates Diop last night, he had 15 minutes of play, and he was 0 of 2 shooting. Only grabbed a couple rebounds. That just wasn't a great night for him. But other than that, everybody else really shot pretty well. We didn't have any glaring bad shooting nights except for D. White at 4 of 15. So, you know, that's the bottom two, and came up short to a much better team and drops our record to 17-30 overall. Philadelphia moves to 27-19. So kind of, you know, what I expected prediction-wise, I had the Spurs losing by 11 and they ended up dropping it by 6. So, I mean, they exceeded my expectations. Drew had the upset picked and that didn't really pan out. What are your thoughts about your pick and how the game played out?
I picked an upset there because I would normally pick against them probably, but I had a feeling that we could have maybe grabbed the upset. But I think we still played pretty well.
I do. I don't think all's not bad in a loss, and that one last night reminds me of that. Is, you know, we played well. They just played better, and you know, the only real glaring statistical difference is free throw percentage. They shot 87%. We were 68%. They made five more free throws, and we missed seven. Well, guess what we lost by?
Six.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we're better at those.
Yeah, make your free throws and maybe win a ball game. But I mean, all's not bad. That's part of the rebuild, and we've talked about that many times. So now I want to talk about where they sit in the standings, and then we'll move on to our question. So overall, in the overall NBA standings, as far as if we're talking about draft picks, we'll talk about the draft picks first, and then we'll talk about the play-in game second. Is for the draft picks, they would be sitting with the fifth pick in the lottery balls, or the fifth amount of balls. So you project that to have the fifth overall pick. And I'm just saying, Jabari Smith at Auburn, Paolo Banchero at Duke, Chet Holmgren at Gonzaga, Jalen Duren at Memphis, all of those guys would look great in the silver and black, and even better in the Fiesta uniform. So just keep our eyes and keep our minds on those guys. A good 6'10", 6'11 guy to in the post would be a benefit to us. Now, let's talk about the playing game. Portland sitting in the 10th spot right now, and we are now 3.5 games behind them. They're 20-26, and we're 17-30. So you can kind of see 3.5 games. That could be made up in a couple weeks. But the race for the play-in game or the draft pick continues. So we're going to get to our episode question that was emailed into us from Brisbane, Australia. Remember, you can always ask us questions at spurspodcast99@gmail.com. Or you can text us at 512-540-1626, and we'd love to hear your questions. Lucas from Brisbane said, I know you guys love Jock Landale. Can you tell me why his minutes have declined? Drew, what are your thoughts about that?
I do not know. He deserves a lot more, but I feel like Pop just likes to, like, he sees who has the hot hand, and he goes with that person, because we saw it. When Jock Landale was shooting pretty good, he got to about 20 minutes, but he's kind of struggling a little bit, so maybe his minutes are declining, but still, he should have more than 4 minutes. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree, and I really like his hustle and his effort, and I think that's been shown. I think his three-point shot has been shown, and I think Mr. Landale, I think he warrants more than 4 minutes a game. That's just my personal opinion. I'm not going to say he deserves, 40 minutes a night, but I do think in that 15 to 25 minute range is a sweet spot. Get about 18, 19 minutes and put up about 10 points and grab some rebounds. And that's what we're looking for out of Jock Landale. So Lucas, I guess to answer your question is, Pop has his guys, and right now Jock Landale is not on that list, and hopefully he'll be back there as the season goes on. But as of right now, the minutes are dropping to 4 a game when he was 19, 20, 21, even got a start here and there. So very much an intriguing soap opera to watch. Thanks again for your question. All right, let's take it to this day in Spurs history, Drew.
Yep, for this day in Spurs history, I'm going to take us back to a great game in 1993 on January 24th, where the Spurs beat the Bulls 103-93, which was a pretty high-scoring game in 1993. First, I want to talk about the Spurs side, where David Robinson scored 24 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 blocks. He had a great game. Dell Ellis, who I don't know much about, he scored 20 points and had 3 steals. Avery Johnson scored 11 points and had 15 assists. And J.R. Reed having 14 points and 7 rebounds. Now let's talk about the Bulls, who had a great squad in 1993. They had Scottie Pippen, who scored 13 points, 9 boards, and 6 assists, and also had 4 steals. And Horace Grant, my apologies if I messed up that name, scoring 13 points and 3 blocks. And the one and only GOAT, Michael Jordan, putting up 42 points, 11 boards, 4 steals and 2 blocks in a loss in San Antonio. And that was the ninth win of a 10-game winning streak for us back in 1993. And that's going to be it for this day in Spurs history.
Okay, well, Jordan being the GOAT is debatable. And it's crazy because this is my younger son that brings that up, and we've talked about that, but I'm a LeBron James guy, and I think being there in the finals is a lot, and he hasn't always had the great supporting cast that MJ had, but I'm a big LeBron guy for the GOAT, and he's a big Jordan guy, which I know baffles a lot of people that are my age because I grew up watching Jordan, but I also have watched a guy that's 6'9", 260 dominate this game for many, many years. And anyway, that's for another conversation. I wanted to talk about, you brought up Dale Ellis in that This Day in Spurs History, which that was excellent, 1993. But one thing about Dale Ellis, he was a great shooter. I mean, obviously, y'all know who David Robinson is, but Dale Ellis had a 3-year stint with the Spurs and was a great shooter and really was a lot of fun to watch for me. He was a pro's pro. I mean, we talk about that, but he did a lot of things well. And he was, at the time when he retired, little known fact, he had the second most 3-pointers in NBA history when he retired. And now that was... You know, he retired from basketball. Mr. Dale Ellis retired in the year 2000. He was second all time. Well, now in 2021, he's 24th all time. So that tells you how much the 3-point shot has taken over the NBA basketball game now. All right, Drew, let's get into the preview of the Spurs-Rockets game tomorrow at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Central. That one's going to be in Houston. Spurs road trip begins after the home 2-5 record in the homestand. Tell us a little more about the Rockets, Drew.
Yeah, the Rockets, I'll tell you this. They're a pretty beat-up team, losing James Harden a year ago. But they're also rebuilding just like the Spurs are. Christian Wood is a pretty good post. I think he's top 10 centers. He's averaging 17 points, 10 rebounds, one block a game. Then you have Eric Gordon, who's a great shooter, one of the best ever. A good shooter. He's averaging 15 points a game. He's pretty good. Jalen Green, one of the best rookies right now, averaging 14 points. Kevin Porter Jr., averaging 12 points, 5 rebounds. Garrison Matthews averaging 11 points, and Daniel Theis averaging 8.4 points.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm going to recap the game. So we've played the Rockets once. We're 0-1 against them. We played them on January 12th and ended up losing that game 128-124. But speaking of Eric Gordon, Mr. Eric Gordon had 31 points that night on 9 of 10 shooting, 6 of 7 from the 3-point line. We have got to slow him down tomorrow night if we want to come away victorious and in the losing streak. Also, Christian Wood that same night had 23 points and 11 board. Drew talked about him. So definitely we got two players that we're going to have to contend with, and should be a good game in Houston. I mean, we're talking about two of the lower tier teams in the NBA right now, based on records and based on standings. So who do you think is going to go off, and what's your prediction for the final score, Drew?
Well, who I have to go off, I know I don't pick him often because he always goes off, but this time I'm going to go with DeJounte Murray for the first time ever. But he pops off every game, so we really don't really talk about him, but I think he's going to have a good game against the Rockets. And my prediction for this game is I'm going to go with the Spurs again. I have them winning by 7 points. Let's hear yours.
Okay, that's good. So I think my player to go off tomorrow night is Mr. Keldon Johnson. I think he had a great shooting night against Philadelphia again, and he's really been hot from behind the line. But his last time he came off the bench, the last time we played the Rockets, and that was when he was recovering from his health and safety protocols. And so he came off the bench from that one and had a nice night in, you know, in 24 minutes. And so I think Keldon Johnson's my guy to go off. I expect him to have 20-plus points and hit at least four threes tomorrow night. I think he's going to be a big determining factor in the outcome of that game. And last time we played him, he had 18 points, five rebounds. But again, that was off the bench. So I think him in a start is going to have a great night against the Houston Rockets. And I think we're going to end up beating the Rockets by 4 points. I think they got us at home by four, and we get to return the favor in H-Town. So hopefully tomorrow night we can get back on our winning ways and get this ball rolling. So, and thanks for stopping by in the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'll turn it over to you, Drew, and you can close us out.
Thank you, everybody. I like how y'all support us. And go Spurs, go.